اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us. Here we are again with four of our students from Sevier International School. Salaam alaikum and welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. Inshallah, now we are going to recite Suratul Balad, chapter 30 of the Qur'an Kareem, page 594, Osman Taha version. So, inshallah, our friends here will recite each of them one ayah. So we will pay close attention to the Qalqala rule, okay? Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now Fawad Haider.
أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة.
أحسن. أو إطع. I told you, okay, when the طا or قاف, because they are heavy letters, heavy. So they, two things you have to.
Strong, heavy.
Yeah, strong and heavy. So, أو إطعام إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. My turn. يتيما ذا مقربة. Where was the example?
مقربة.
أحسن. Next ayah.
أو مسكينا ذا متربة.
أحسن. أو مسكينا ذا متربة. حسين موسى made a bouncing sound here. Recite it again. Pay attention. He made a bouncing sound. But well, we don't have an example here.
أو مسكينا ذا متربة.
Where was the bouncing sound?
متربة.
The تا. You don't have to make a bouncing sound.
Matraba.
It shouldn't make ts sound, no.
Matraba.
Matraba.
Simply. Matraba.
Matraba.
أو مسكينا ذا متربة. Not very clearly ts sound. Okay. That was good. That was good. MashaAllah. Next ayah, Ali Nasir. Lucky you, a long ayah.
Yeah.
Okay.
ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة.
أحسن أحسن. So where is the example?
بالصبر.
ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة. صبر. Okay. حسين روح الله. Next ayah.
أولئك أصحاب الميمنة.
That was very good. Okay, thank you. فواد حيدر.
والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة.
There is a tiny mistake with you and you do not prolong the alif of maddi. Alif maddi. So prolong the sound. Look.
والذين كفروا بآياتنا.
That alif there is. Okay. Pay attention to that alif. A very big alif is there. Okay, this way. والذين كفروا This longer sound, long vowels. Pay attention.
والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة.
Do we have an example here?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Fawad, read it again now.
والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة.
Okay, that was good. The last ayah. Is it my turn?
Yes.
No. I give my turn to Hussein Musa.
عليهم نار موصدة.
أحسن. قد فعلت هذا القاعدة. ما شاء الله.
Sir, okay. He said موصدة.
موصدة. He likes. His name is Musa. He always tries to.
موصدة.
Okay. عليهم نار موصدة. موصدة or مؤصدة.
موصدة.
مؤصدة.
No,
but
موصدة.
That is مؤصدة actually. Okay, it is همزة. But to make it more fluent, some of the reciters do this. عليهم نار مؤصدة. مؤصدة. Okay? Because sometimes this همزة and عين. همزة and عين and also غين.
Yeah.
These letters are kind of difficult for everyone. But if you do not practice, it stays with difficult, that difficulty.
Difficult,
okay?
Well, yeah.
You have to practice. عليهم نار مؤصدة. Some of the reciters say مؤصدة. Okay?
أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So alhamdulillah, we finished this. Now we will recite Surah Al-Fajr together. Okay, I will recite. You repeat after me. Surah Al-Fajr, quickly, quick recitation, and then the next topic, which will be
difficult.
It will be. It will not be difficult, inshallah.
Easy.
It will be easy. So that's about the rules of noon and mim mushaddad. Okay, if mim has tashdid and noon has tashdid, you have to
like
produce a ghunna sound, a nasal sound. Inshallah, we'll do it.
From
okay. You. So, ready to go to Surah Al-Fajr?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's okay if we study this noon and mim mushaddad because it's not difficult. And then in Surah Al-Fajr, both qalqala and this mushaddad as well will apply, both of them. Okay. So, one of the rules in Tajweed talks about the mim and nun mushaddad. What does it mean, Hussein Musa? It means that if the mim has a tashdeed, if the nun has a tashdeed, there is a special rule applied.
We use a mim tashdeed.
No, it's this way. Like you produce a ghunna sound. What is ghunna sound?
A nasal sound.
So look, say the word ghunna.
Ghunna.
Look. The voice, okay, just comes from your nose, okay?
Yes.
Unna. So this sometimes mim. Say munna.
Munna.
Again.
Munna.
The noon, okay? But sometimes the mim as well. If it has a tashdeed, again. Even if you close your mouth, okay, the sound, the voice, okay, just comes out from your nose.
Yes.
You block this door, okay? It comes from the window. So, but this rule tells you that be very much careful, do not prolong the sound too much. Like you say, for example, the word thumma we have, do not say thumma. You like ghunna, okay? Thumma. No, prolong, do not prolong it that much. Just two beats, thumma. Two counts. Thumma, thumma, mm, mm, together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That was good. So, let's repeat these words after me, okay? Repeat these words, then we'll go to Surah Al-Fajr. Anna.
Anna.
If you say Anna, that's wrong. Anna, no. It has tashdeed, prolong the sound, two beats. Anna.
Anna.
Lataraunna.
Lataraunna.
الناس
الناس
قل أعوذ برب الناس
قل أعوذ برب الناس.
So and also look, the recitation is different. Okay, sometimes you're reciting like majlisi qiraat. Okay, so it is different. قل أعوذ برب الناس. Look, it's longer. But when it's tertil, only the recitation, normal recitation, okay? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Not longer sound. So the Qur'an is as well different. Inshallah, if we were alive, inshallah, we'll do it in level 4 of our Qur'anic session. So, بِالنَّاسِيَةِ. Repeat.
بِالنَّاسِيَةِ.
بِالجَهَنَّمِ.
بجهنم.
Oh, جهنم. Let's say the Jannah as well. Jannah.
Jannah.
When he said بجهنم, Hussain Musa got mad at me. Why جهنم?
No, say I didn't.
Jannah, okay. Now let's make some examples with ميم. عم.
عم.
Actually, it is عن. عن. ما. The words are this.
An
ma. Yeah. It means from what?
So meme. Meme has tashdeed.
Yeah. So in the Arabic rules, okay, you have that when ma, the word ma, meme and aleph, it comes with an, mean, or like these words, okay? I mean the letters in Arabic
they
that we have.
Skip the noon.
You skip that aleph of meme.
Yes.
Amma.
Amma.
While it is amma, aleph it has aleph mati. So. Next example.
وَأَمَّا.
Why do you say عَمَّا? It's not عَمَّا. It is أَمَّا.
أَمَّا.
وَأَمَّا.
وَأَمَّا.
فَأَمَّا.
فَأَمَّا.
فَأُمُّهُ.
فَأُمُّهُ.
إِنَّا.
Inna.
Alhamdulillah. Example's done. So what is the meaning of nasal sound? Ghunna.
A voice from nose.
Try to produce a nasal sound. It means two beats, like prolong that sound. That's it. So alhamdulillah, you learned. We practiced the qalqala, bouncing sound. And also you learned rules of noon and mimi, mushaddad. Inshallah, in the coming sessions, when we get to the rules of tanween and noon sakina, idgham, ikhfa, izhar, iqlab, again we will have this nasal or ghunna sound. Okay? So you gotta practice it now very well, inshallah, so that we will not, inshallah, face any problem there. That we will, inshallah, should not face any problem. So let's take a break. Then, inshallah, we'll go to Surah Al-Fajr. We will recite that surah together and apply the rule of qalqala and ghunna sound, meme or nune mushaddad. Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان